Hello and welcome to the Free 10 in 10 Idioms podcast from EnglishBanana.com. The title of this podcast is Hotel Part 1. And you can find the and download the material for this podcast. Just go to our podcasts page at EnglishBanana.com. And this material is taken from Talk A Lot Intermediate Book 1, which is available from the English Banana website. So, number one, to wine and dine somebody. This means to take somebody out for a meal, especially a romantic meal. Maybe at a hotel, maybe while on holiday, but a special meal. And it's especially for couples, really. We talk about wining and dining our partner. This means to, obviously, to take them for a meal, to provide wine and food, and to generally have a romantic evening, a special evening, perhaps by a lakeside or by the ocean, for example. To cost an arm and a leg. If something costs an arm and a leg, it is very expensive. Though it doesn't literally cost us our parts of our body, but it costs a lot. So instead of saying just it costs a lot, or it's very expensive, we use an idiom which is fun, which is interesting, visual, and something that if you don't know what it means, then you can't understand it. But we have to learn very common idioms, and this is one of them, to cost an arm and a leg. 3. To welcome somebody with open arms. So we hope that when we go to a hotel, the proprietor or the owner or the staff, the people who work there, will welcome us with open arms. That is, they will give us a big welcome. They'll greet us warmly. They'll say, "Oh, welcome. We hope you enjoy your stay at our hotel. We hope you're going to enjoy the time here." We don't want to walk in and be met by somebody who's rude, abrupt, unpleasant, unhelpful. So if somebody welcomes us with open arms, they welcome us unconditionally. They sort of help us with our bags, they show us the room, they give us our key, they talk to us about the options, what we can eat, what we can do at the hotel, what's available at the resort or in the location. So lots of things that make us feel at home, that make us feel welcome. Number 4. And we need to put a time in here, so for example at 4 o'clock sharp. And this means at this time precisely. So for example, you need to check out, you need to leave the hotel by 2 o'clock sharp. By exactly 2 o'clock, not later than. So at time sharp. And it means you have to do something at this time, or you could use by, which means before. If you want to register for the swimming competition in the pool, you need to let us know by tomorrow, 2 o'clock sharp. So not later than this time. Number 5, to paint the town red. So a wonderful visual image, a visual idiom. If we paint the town red, then we go out and celebrate something. We go to pubs, nightclubs, maybe restaurants. And the idea is that we go to a lot of different places. And even on the way between the places, we might be singing, celebrating on the way. So it really, we don't need to walk around the whole town, but there is a feeling that we're going to visit different places. We can't just paint the town red in our hotel room, for example. We need to go out on the street and do it. Number 6. To be absolutely stuffed. You know, after a big meal, you know the feeling when you are full, when you're full up, you feel absolutely full up. Then you are stuffed. You can say, I'm absolutely stuffed. And we get the image of a chicken or turkey being stuffed. It means it's full of something. And it's rather, not a rude thing to say, but maybe a bit uncouth, a bit impolite. I wouldn't say this at my great auntie's after a big meal. Oh, that was fantastic. I'm absolutely stuffed, auntie. I think she would take exception to that. That she wouldn't like that because it's maybe something very informal. Number 7. There's no place like home. This is a famous quotation as well. It comes from The Wizard of Oz, in the book and the film. And we might feel this when we're on holiday. We have a good time, we enjoy seeing new places, traveling, looking around, learning about different cultures, meeting different people. But there's no place like home. There's nowhere which is better than home. There's nowhere better than where we live. And many people feel this, especially English people like to think that their home is their castle. We know the idiom, an Englishman's home is his castle, or woman, we could substitute. And say an English woman's home is her castle, but an English person's home is their castle, let's say, to put it like that. So we can go around the world, but there's nothing like putting the key into your front door, opening the door, and smells like home. It smells like you belong there. That's your place. Number 8. The customer is always right. Now, this could apply in a shop, in the topic about shopping, about going to a shopping center or something. But in a hotel, this is absolutely true. The customer is always right. So it doesn't matter what the customer does. The hotel management should try to remember this idiom. The customer is always right. Within reason, of course. So if the customer has a few small complaints, it's better for the management, the owner of the hotel, to try to help, to try to sort them out, try to fix any problems. Good customer service is vital, we should say, because if you don't, then the customer is likely to tell many people about this hotel. Oh, don't go there. Oh no, we had a really bad time there. And nowadays you can find you can easily write a bad review online, on an online review site. And this is a huge problem for hotels and resorts. So it's better to keep this in mind, even put it as a quotation above the reception. The customer is always right. And of course, if the customer is doing something illegal or damaging stuff, then of course they're not right. But it's good to keep in mind for customer service. Number 9. To be taken for a ride. To be taken for a ride. So not to ride on a motorbike, not on a boat, not a ride on a bus or taxi, but to be exploited for money. Yeah. So for example, you send a deposit to the hotel before you get there. And when you arrive, there's no booking. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows about your stay. And maybe you've been taken for a ride. You've been conned. Yeah, somebody's exploited you for money. This can be connected with holidays. for example, a cruise, maybe the cruise is advertised but it doesn't exist. And we have to be careful what we're doing. And the last one, number 10, to wait for an eternity. This is another idiom like the last couple that we could use in different topics in different at different times. But if we wait for an eternity, we wait a long time. It's a deliberate exaggeration. It's not exactly true that we wait for an eternity. It's a paradox. We can't wait for an eternity because there's no end to this period of time. So, but we say it to exaggerate our feelings. Oh, I went to the hotel bar and nobody served me. I was waiting there for an eternity. Really? No, not really. Not literally. Because I would still be waiting there. If that was true. So, 10 common English idioms about hotel. This is Hotel Part 1. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you like this podcast, please encourage your friends to have a listen. And please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. You can contact me at englishbanana.com on the contact page, also on Twitter at englishbanana. So thanks for listening and see you next time.